If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That was a sideline video from the Patriots. It was mic'd up. It was Mike Vrabel, Stephon Diggs, and it was Mike Vrabel busting Stephon Diggs' balls for, we rushed for 250 yards. This guy hasn't blocked anybody. And then Steph Diggs even did like the fourth wall thing and started literally talking right to the camera that he saw in front of him. It was very entertaining.
I thought that clip exemplifies Mike Vrabel to a T.
Yep.
I think it's worth playing again. So listen to this clip. Mike, it was interesting. You know, I've been around coaches. Most coaches I've been around and have coached me, they coach you hard in practice, and then in the games they leave you alone. They literally they hardly even talk to you in the games.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wondered, what is Mike's style? You know, practice. Is there ever a time? I think maybe in the games he'd shut up for just 3 hours. But this clip shows you that he doesn't stop coaching, and I think you should still coach in the games. I've never understood why coaches do that. But it's not only is he coaching, but he's having a moment with Steph Diggs. And you're starting to read stuff about him and Steph being really kind of close. They've hit it off. Mm-hmm. I think it's worth playing against his. Just play it again. Listen to the beginning of it is the most important part where they bleep. Listen to that line and just listen, hear this again and talk about it.
I could throw some lots if you ready to block.
It's hard to hear. You can't hear it. So nobody in the car. If I can't hear it, nobody in the car.
So basically, he said, I can block. And Vrabel said, we've rushed for 250 and you haven't blocked anybody. And then he even brings other people into it. I don't know who's there, but he's like, ha, ha, ha. He's busting his balls.
Right.
But in a little bit of that, they clearly have a great relationship.
And they clearly have a lead that they're not really worried about.
Correct.
Right.
But also, there is a little bit of truth in every joke. I do think that's him coaching. Knowing, I might actually need a block out of you at some point, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of layers to that.
Right. I thought that clip was great to just show Mike in its entirety. He's a ball buster. He can have fun. He has levity. But in a serious situation, let's get our work. If we get our work done, we can have our fun type of mentality. And I think that's the best kind of personality to have for a coach. I do.
So absolutely. in your world, knowing him as well as you do, that's Mike in his bag, if you will.
That is in his bag.
And
no
he
question.
Also threw some flowers on the Greg Hill show this week. I don't know if you guys heard it, to the team video department, the social media people that have put together a lot of these things. And I give him credit for allowing them to do it, because we know Bill was very sensitive about cameras and microphones, and if it wasn't Ken Rogers with NFL
those poor
films.
Bastards are usually the ones that got canned for some involvement
Correct.
The damage is done, my friend.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So I appreciate Stretch and Mike allowing this to happen because they have put out some really good videos this year. I mean, the post-game videos.
Big time.
They put them out immediately. Like, they're not scrubbed of anything that might be in any way interesting. They're banging them out, getting them out there, and we enjoy them.
Down at the stadium on Sunday, I had never seen this before in all the years I've been going there. There was somebody with a high-def camera right by the, you know, the player entrance on the side by the E3 gate.
Yeah.
And they were filming every single player entrance, taking still photos and video, so then they could transmit from the camera the footage straight to inside to admin or social media.
Yeah.
So you could see, obviously not Matt Collins because he's on IR, but like anyone, here's the fit of the week. Here's what Drake looked like. Well, here's Will Campbell. Like, they're just operating at a speed that's unbelievable.
Do you realize how much work that is? So a head coach is trying to get the culture established. He's got to do all these little things to get everybody kind of thinking the way he thinks. That's a lot of work, but he's doing it for content to use with his players.
Right.
You hear about, you know, captains. They announce new captains every week. Well, they show high school videos. You know what a pain in the balls it has to be to get these players high school highlight videos?
Right.
So that they can that's a lot of work. So a lot of brain power is going into making these guys, finding content to make these guys look good or have a laugh or to have some fun at someone else's expense. And to me, I think that's a key job for a head coach that most coaches would never even think of. Mike has his offensive coordinator. He has his defensive coordinator. They do the heavy lifting with the X's and O's. He comes in and says, But the most of his effort in brain power is going to building the culture, which I think is the most important thing. X's and O's be damned. That's the most important thing.
And it's a modern culture. He's meeting the modern athlete where they reside, where they live, how they think, social media, like those aspects
solid.
Of their life.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Ted, playoffs start Sunday night. Is it going to go to a different level? If a regular season is 100, is it 110 intensity? Is it more pressure? Like, what changes in the playoffs?
You said it on the second point. There's pressure. There's just more pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Everything gets more magnified. Your mistakes are going to get scrutinized more than they would, because if you make a mistake in this game, there's no next week. You can't make it up the following week. So it's the pressure. But the speed, the intensity, it's all the same. Nothing changes. It's the same game that you played in week one. The style doesn't change. The keys don't change. It's the exact same sport you were playing for the first 17 games. Nothing changes. Not like I am told, and I view with my own eyes how it changes from the regular season to the postseason in basketball and in hockey. They're different sports. Football, it's the same the whole season.
So you say the pressure is ramped up. It's win or go home.
Can you understand why?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But did you – so what was your first playoff game?
My first playoff game was 1996 against
Steelers.
The Terry Glenn Fog game.
Do you remember the night before, the week of? Did you feel different? Were you nervous? Were you feeling that pressure prepared for the game?
Oh, yeah, I did a little bit.
So these guys will be feeling this.
Yes.
It may go away after the, you know, the classic, you need to get hit
So there's – the players feel more – and so that's – the second point was the right one. There's more pressure. I'll never forget the famous line from Coach Parcells. So he was my coach for that one, for 2 years. And he coached me, obviously.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed. So you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That playoff game against the Steelers that we're talking about, and I'll never forget, he said this to us leading into that week. He goes, guys, you know, the football, it's all the same. He goes, the only difference is you just don't want to be that guy that sends us home early.
Mm-hmm.
And he just put it that way. And I just thought, wow, that's a way to – that, you know, you're trying to maybe take pressure off of us, aren't you, Coach? You're just kind of highlighting how important your decision-making is and the mistakes that you might make are going to impact the team, that you might have the mistake that sends us home early. Don't be that guy.
So when Drake tells us on Monday, oh, well, the next game is always the biggest game in my life. This isn't the biggest.
He's lying right to your face.
Yeah, that's what I kind of – it's kind of how we reacted
at
the time.
He just spit right on you. He just, I don't know, stepped on your white shoes.
But is that a concern? So he's the guy that feels that the most, right? Because he's the quarterback, right? This win or this loss actually goes on his stat sheet. Nobody else. There's only one player where we put one or loss next to his name.
It's self-serving because he doesn't want you to think that he's impacted by the pressure one bit.
Do you think he will be?
He doesn't strike me as a kid that's going to be. Although this is uncharted territory.
You have to be a little bit, though, Ted, right? Whether or not you can overcome it, though.
Yeah, you do. You know why? Because you've never been there before.
Right.
So unless you've done something and proven you can handle it, you don't really know until you do it. So, yes, Stiz, he's going to feel pressure.
And not everybody is Tom Brady taking a nap, right? Like, not everybody. I believe Bill Russell was a puker. I believe Bill Russell used to puke before games, and you're a puker?
Oh, please.
Yeah?
Josh Allen's
early
a puker.
In my career. Early in my career.
Rally.
Kidding me?
Did you puke before your first playoff game?
I puked before my first training camp practice.
Wow. He puked and got out of having to play for the Bengals.
Dude, you go into you go into training camp and listen to guys throwing up before the first practice. Oh, a big time. All the time.
But my point is, though, a lot of great players puke or feel nerves have sweaty palms or butterflies.
No doubt.
And then they go out there and throw for 300 yards and three touchdowns.
And some are excellent at never really showing it. Like, they puke, and then they get it out, or they are able to handle their nerves better. The good thing about football, your nerves, usually more than not, are an advantage to you. Because you're that nervous energy, it's like, when I get nervous in golf, worst thing ever. Worst thing.
Please, give me some swing lube as quickly as
can. Can I just relax a little? Just hit the damn ball. It's not moving. It's sitting right there.
Sounds like Happy Gilmore.
Are you too good for your home?
Just go
home.
Get
your home.
Yeah, dude. The damn ball just sits right there, waits for you to hit it.
I never had a slice before today. What the hell?
I get you. Football, you don't have time to get nervous because here comes the play, and either you get your head knocked off or they do.
Right.
So it's such a different – nervous energy is more beneficial for a football player other than maybe the quarterback. That's the one position where you kind of need his nerves to be calm. And we saw it early in the season, Drake nervous in the pocket, mm-hmm. overthrowing.
Sailing balls.
So if we see the ball flying over or he's not accurate, then we can attest that to probably he's got nerves.
How he opened the Bengals game.
Yes. And you're like, huh, what's going on here? And then, you know, it can also level out. It can be a drive or it can be a hit. You know what I think for him? You know, they always say easy completion gets the quarterback. Oh, run a boot, get an easy completion. That might work for him. I also think when he does one of those.
If Josh was smart, he would put in just some nice, easy.
I love those.
Yeah.
But also, I think he might have a scramble. I think sometimes when he scrambles, that settles him in. When he has one of those little run straight ahead for 10 yards, slide, first down, I feel like he kind of shakes it off and he's back.
I could almost see him going the other way. You know what? Dude, I'm a badass. You know I'm a badass. I want to throw it deep. Like Ooh, early like in the game, that. Just, you know what?
First play, play action, chuck it.
I think that's who he really is. The humility stuff, the humility is really who he is too, but what he really is deep down is a killer.
Chicks dig the long ball. Let's just chuck it deep. Now, I don't know if Josh feels the same way. Josh might be more, let's get the ground game going. Ramondre's been running well. Let's run a boot off the ground game and pick up Hunter in the flat and let's do that.
But, like, but how many times you see they're on fourth and two, it's critical down, and they're like throwing it deep?
Yeah.
How about just run it for, it's third and two, just run it. Yeah. No, we're going empty and spread Ramondre out there, and we're going to hit him for a double move on a touchdown.
Real quick before we sort of wrap up the nervousness discussion, you mentioned Parcells kind of added pressure in a way. Don't be the guy to send us home. How do you think Mike is messaging it this week? Like, what is his role with the team in kind of caressing the pressure?
Yeah, it's a good question. My guess is he's not adding any pressure. He's kind of seeing it, hey, just we do what we've been doing all season long kind of thing, and that's probably the best way to do it. I'm telling you the Parcells thing, not as maybe a that's how you should motivate your kids if you're coaching a team.
But fear.
through fear. But it's my guess is Mike will go the other way. It's if we go out and play like we've been playing and pretty much the last 12 weeks, we're going to be fine, guys. So just go out there and do what we've been doing all season long. We'll be okay.
And that's why I jokingly brought up the Hoosiers thing yesterday. Like, it's still 100 yards, right? Still 53 wide. The end zone, 10 yards still. So, Hunter, when you're down there, you just work in there like you have done all year kind of thing. Nothing's changed. It's just, you know, we lose if we go home. I mean, we go home if we lose. But
no big deal, guys.
I mean, there is one difference.
Some of y'all be gone.
People in the red seats actually might be in their seats.
Oh, Ted Johnson shot at the red seats.
Shot at the red seats. Let's go. Let's go, people. Get in your seats. Come on.
They will be, though.
It's an 8 o'clock game. You got all day to get in your seat.
Come on. Yeah, and it's not supposed to be terribly cold. It's going to go into the low 30s, maybe high 20s, 10-mile-an-hour winds. It is what it is. It's January.
For the red seats, that's really cold. Those folks in the red seats, they, you know.
Maybe if they heated those seats. What if they ran little heaters through the seats where they stay out there?
Yeah.
Those softies need a little something else. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we touched on the Bruins earlier. We got to touch on the Celtics because they are hosting the Nuggets tonight, which normally would be an MVP matchup. Unfortunately, Jokic is not playing. He's injured. So all the minutes are non-Jokic minutes. But the Celtics are winning, and Jaylen Brown continues to bring praise from all corners of the internet. Celtics Nuggets, a little Celtics talk next here on WEEI.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.